the best toss-up question will receive a $50 gift card to Conrad's College Gifts. Come check out their new location at Easton Gateway. Before we hit our Buckeye beatdown, Timmy, read this.
Yeah, but I don't even have to read it.
I know you don't.
It's our own podcast. So me and Evil Bald Colin, if you didn't know, are doing a college basketball podcast here. It's a fan original podcast. And I didn't pick Beamer. I picked Evil Bald Colin because I wanted him to get some airtime. And he loves college basketball.
And so he's better at that sport than I am.
He's just fantastic. You've got the soccer pod, which is great. I'll be looking forward to the next episode. We just dropped one today. So maybe give us some time to enter into the platform spheres, the podcast sphere. But everywhere you get your podcast, just go search it up, Mad About Hoops. And episode 3 should be in there. We are getting excited for holiday tournaments that are coming next week.
Is that what you guys are doing?
Yeah, we just missed the James Wiseman bombshell that just came out after we recorded.
Maui Invitational.
Maui's going to be coming up. Battle for Atlantis. Ohio State's going to be playing in both those in the years to come. So, yeah, I think it was a fun, good episode. Go check it out.
All right, there you go. Let's hit our Buckeye beatdown.
It's time for a little Buckeye beatdown.
Like I said, 614-821-9710 is the phone number. Call in. Best toss-up question will win the $50 Conrad's gift card. Casey, you're first up on the beatdown. Go ahead, Casey.
How's it going, guys?
Doing great, man.
All right, so here's my toss-up question. With two Heisman hopefuls at quarterback, one a former Ohio State quarterback and one our current Ohio State quarterback, which would you rather have starting for Ohio State, Joe Burrow or Justin Fields?
I mean, Casey.
Thank you, Casey.
You can't really do that. I mean, you can't bring that to this show? Are you kidding me? Like, we can't say Joe Burrow? I mean, Justin Fields is undefeated here, and he's putting up some incredible numbers. I know he hasn't been tested yet. Joe Burrow has been tested with a road game at Alabama, and that dude is special.
Yes,
of course he is.
Very special.
I have to stay. I will not hit here, all right? I stay.
Yeah, and I think that, listen, they're obviously both incredibly talented and hardworking kids, and they deserve whatever the best is going to come to them in life. And I just saw a Todd McShay top, the draft board, the big board came out, and Todd McShay had Joe Burrow in the top four, all right, for best prospects in college football that are going to go to the next level.
Not just the mock draft.
No.
The big board.
The big board.
So Chase was one.
Right. I forget the numbers, but I know that Jeff Okuda was somewhere in the top four as well. So it was Chase Young,
nice.
Joe Burrow, and Jeff Okuda were 1, 2, 3, and then 4. And so the only reason that I'm going to say Justin Fields is because you have another year of him. Because you have another year of Justin Fields.
What if it's just for this year? Starting now to the end.
I can't. I'm with you. I can't go against
it
with what this guy is doing because he's been incredible. You know, like Joe Burrow is fantastic, but yeah, I'm going to have to go with Justin Fields on that one. Max, you're up on the beatdown. Go ahead, Max.
All right. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing good, bud.
Fantastic. So the question is, as we, watch this historically good Buckeyes team coming down, coming down to the end, which team, team that they could possibly play in the Final Four, semifinals, and then finals, would you be most likely to want to see, want to talk about, storylines and all that kind of thing?
Yeah. Thank you, Max. That's a good question.
Make it up. Just have our dream college football playoff.
So I think a lot of people around Columbus are obviously starting to think about this because it looks like this team could possibly do it and go to the college football playoff, and you start thinking about matchups and everything. And I think truly, and I know that a lot of people aren't going to like this, but I think that the semifinal against Clemson.
Yep, I'm there.
Is what you want as an Ohio State fan. I remember the 31-0 beatdown.
Sure.
I remember the Orange Bowl in which Braxton Miller hurt his shoulder. All
40
right?
to 35. Taj Boyd, Sammy Watkins.
Dabo being undefeated against Ohio State. I want that as the semifinal. Bring on the reigning national champs. Let's do that again. And then in the final, give me Jolton Joe and the LSU and the Bayou Bengals, man. That's what I want. That would be the best two storylines that I could possibly ask for in getting ready for a game. Can you imagine going into a semifinal against the Clemson Tigers and feeling good about it? That's crazy to think about. And then in the final to have Joe? Come on. That's like stuff of dreams.
What's what's one that's going to top that? I'd be curious for Buckeye fans to throw that our way, because I completely ditto everything that Beamer just said. It's Clemson. It's payback. It's the rematch. You want to get even with Dabo again? And then it's Jolton Joe and the Heisman dude and LSU and Buckeye quarterback versus Buckeye quarterback. Maybe there's some that would want to see Georgia if they win the SEC.
I have no interest in playing
two
Georgia.
SEC teams to get there, but Clemson, one of the kings of college football lately, and LSU, your former quarterback from Central Ohio. I don't. Do we call that Southern Ohio?
It's Southern Ohio.
Southern Ohio. Sorry. Yeah.
Central, yeah. Southern Ohio.
Athens. Yep.
South Central Ohio.
South Central
is where it's at,
really,
down there.
Yeah, it's really South Central.
Yeah. It's basically
we're here
what
in
it
the
is.
Middle East. And listen, that's where we are.
Yeah, you're right. Middle East of the United States. So, listen, I would love to take down Alabama. I would love to play Bama again. And I think that the Tua thing, you know, that obviously.
Did that. Been there, done that.
Been there, done that. Yep. Don't need to play him again. That would be fine. But I think that Clemson and LSU would be the two. Ryan, you're up on the fan. Go ahead, Ryan.
What's up, guys?
Oh, not a whole lot.
So, if you could have Buckeye do-over between the 2015 Ohio State against Michigan State or the 2006 Ohio State Buckeyes against Florida, which one are you taking?
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Ryan. It's
what
a great
question.
Do-over
what
between
a question.
The 2015 game against Michigan State, the one where Zeke had, I believe, 9 carries
and
30 yards or whatever it was, or the 06 title game rematch. And he's not guaranteeing a win. It's just ball is kicked, ball is tipped. We're replaying the game with the same guys.
Yeah, just get a do-over.
Let's go.
Same storyline, same injury report, same everything. Boy, you know me, because of where we are, we won a national championship in football. We did that. We won that. Yes. Should there have been a golden opportunity for a repeat? Should they have repeat? Yeah. Opportunity, chances were there, and they were blown. But Buckeye basketball making it to the end of March Madness, almost there, going to pull off the six straight wins that requires, and a lot of heart attack moments along the way to get there. They were a good enough team. Florida was a great team, too.
Beat them 86-60 in the title game.
86-60?
Sorry, that was at the beginning of the year. I'm looking at a different game. That was my bad.
No. I think it was like a 9 to 11 point win or whatever. It kind of free
84-75.
Throws. 84-75.
There you go.
There you go.
My bad.
I got to redo the hoops game. Give me a redo there.
I think the 2015 Ohio State Buckeyes were the most loaded team in the history of this program. And I think that you give them a rematch against the Michigan State Spartans, that team is walking to another championship. Just blitzing people. I mean, you talk about Joey Bosa and Zeke Elliott and Mike Tom. Like, I mean, it's just ridiculous
to
think.
We're here in the end game. You win one basketball game and your hoops team raises a national championship banner. We haven't had one since the 60s, man.
it's a great question. Thanks, Ryan. Tommy, you're up on the fan. Go ahead, Tommy.
How you guys doing?
Doing good. Thanks, bud.
Okay. Will Ryan Day win more national championships in his first 7 years than Urban did at Ohio State?
Thank you, Tommy. So will Ryan win two championships in 7 years?
I think he's winning one this year. I'm going to say yeah. I think we got a golden goose. We got a golden goose.
We haven't seen anything to dispel that. So I'm as good as Urban was and only losing 9 games. This guy is unbelievable. So I think I'm going to say yes, too. It's crazy to even vocalize and say, man, got some good questions.
I don't know who to pick because it's definitely a toss up between Ryan and Tommy, the last two callers for me. Everybody, thanks for the calls. Ryan or Tommy?
That's tough, man.
You got a quarter on you? Evil Bald Colin, you make the pick. Ryan or Tommy?
I think the toughest one for me was the Michigan State versus Florida one. And
all right.
I would have gone basketball, but yeah, that's a great question.
All right, the bald head has spoken.
Ryan, congratulations. You'll receive a $50 gift card to Conrad's College Gifts. Come check out their new location at Easton Gateway. Tommy, it was a great question, too.
It was great.
Yeah, it was a fantastic round there for the Buckeye beatdown. So hang on the line there, bud, and Evil Bald Colin will get you your gift card.